Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. To our friends around the world, welcome. We're all partners in freedom. We would ask each and every one of you to please share this work because we have a nation we need to motivate to action. We have disinfo agents in the alt media trying to condition you for passivity. They don't give you solutions. All they do is bring out true facts, which are discouraging, and leave you with that, hoping you'll just throw up your hands and give up. We can't give up. Giving up will lead to really, really bad things, much worse than what they are now. So please share. We got to wake people up and move them away from the disinfo agents in the alt media. We're brought to you by the Nanosoma Spray. You see right here, this bottle right here. I use this. Five sprays a day, once per. You can use it every hour in the hour because it's completely natural, can't harm you. And it boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. It doesn't cure anything, but the immune system effects, incredible. Increases telomeres, that's related to longevity, increases vitamin C, vitamin D, the nuclear receptors, all about strengthening the immune system. So you got something going on. This is your ticket right here. I want you to be the best version of yourself. I came back from death's doorstep and I have my life back and I have my lifestyle back. You can too. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we'll start with a quote I had in the last segment. What can be unburdened by what has been? I played you about a minute of clips on that before. Exactly. Just keep saying it over and over. I could have played it over 100 times. We've counted she said this since 2020. Okay. What can be unburdened by what has been? Well, one of the things that they want to take away the burden from is free speech. And the evidence in the news today is Elon Musk. And we're going to play what Kamala wants to do to Elon Musk. And you say, well, I don't care about Elon. He's not me. He will be. They're going to do the same thing to you when they win the election and consolidate power. You know, the thing about communists is they routinely convict themselves with their own words. And she's talking about Elon Musk and praising Brazil's people, their government officials, for stopping X inside of Brazil. This is insanity. Now, First Amendment right, just to review your basic civics lesson. First and the 10th Amendment, they can't be taken away by the government. Even though Tim Walz, another communist, has said, your First Amendment rights aren't absolute. Joe Biden said the same thing with regard to the right to refuse vaccines. Oh, women have the right to control their bodies for reproductive health care, as they call it. But when it comes to controlling your body from a vaccine, no, you don't have that right. It's not absolute. That's what Joe Biden said. And she's saying the same thing here about the First Amendment. She calls it a privilege. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your First Amendment is a God-given right. It is not a privilege granted by people like this. You're not going to believe this. You are absolutely going to be stunned at what she said yesterday. Listen to this.
He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down.
So X should be taken down because Elon Musk has lost his constitutional right for free speech. Now, she doesn't get into disinfo, misinfo, malinformation, but this is what she means, is that she disagrees with what's being said. And because they go out to millions of people, the unspoken message, they influence people. So we got to control them. They're not above regulation. We can regulate them all they want. Bullshit. All they can do is take action against a forum when they say, okay, we're going to violently overthrow the US government. That is a crime. We're going to assassinate a president or presidential candidate. Oh, gee, Kamala, you hear that? That is a crime. We want to make sure you're not threatening violence against other people. Okay, those are the only three exceptions. Those are the only three exceptions. So let's listen to her one more time.
And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter.
First of all, there's her word salad. What the hell does Facebook have to do with this? Zuckerberg just came out the other day and he admitted that he violated, in conjunction with the FBI and the Biden administration, First Amendment rights of people in America related to the election. So he committed two crimes: election interference, abrogation of the First Amendment in partnership with the FBI. First of all, that's a fascist relationship. Let's call it what it is. She's a Marxist and a fascist. And listen to what she's saying, that Twitter, they have to play by the same rules. There's no rules that have been imposed on Facebook. No rules at all. What is she talking about? Moving on.
The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites.
A responsibility placed on social media sites. In other words, limitations of free speech that we deem to be proper. Is she telling you what's coming? Do you think I'll be behind this microphone in February of next year? No, and hell no. And you won't be going to listen to anything like this. You can't even send emails that dissent. This is a pure crackdown on any form of dissent, and she's starting with Elon Musk.
It's to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people with.
Okay, so they're directly speaking. Elon's not speaking to anybody. People are coming on there and individually expressing their opinion. And she wants nothing to go against her Marxist communist narrative.
Without any level of oversight or regulation.
Oversight. So the government will control your free speech. Again, I've made this distinction. Listen to me. Constitutional law. Government can't do what she's proposing. Your rights are inviolate. They cannot cross the boundary. You have those rights no matter what. Can't pass a law against it. In communitarian law, not constitutional law, but communitarian law in Europe, all you have freedom of speech until we deem it's not in the common, or what I like to say, the communist interest. And that's what she's bringing here. She has fundamentally transformed. Where have we heard this before? She is fundamentally transforming the Constitution into a government-controlled document rather than being a document that protects people's liberties. This is what the hell you're voting for. And you're saying, well, I don't like Trump. Yeah, do you want free speech? Do you think the government's always going to do things you like? And if they violate your rights, they take your property without proper compensation. They tried to do that to me 20 years ago. Do you think you have the right to protest? Well, under this despot, you won't have any right at all.
Regulation,
I mean,
and that has to stop. He has.
that has to stop. I can't have anyone opposing me. Don't they know who I am? I'm the grand poopah of communism. I'm beside myself. I can't believe they're saying this. And what I can't believe is more Americans aren't picking up on this. So I have to go into teaching mode because I don't know how many people coming on here understand their basic fundamental rights. But she's talking about Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin type of censorship, and communists know no boundaries with their for enforcement of power. And I think it'll come with a degree of lethality after a while. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.